Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Formerly vacuum cleaner salesman, strongest man on earth, and now mental giant.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
He doesn't know where he is.
Namaste, caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. Today, we're talking boxing and mixed martial arts for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's right. Boxing this first hour, MMA the second hour, UFC, plenty of news there, Bellator Fighting Championships, plenty of news there. Boxing on cable last week, looking good, talking about Juan Manuel Lopez, maybe in the comeback role. Lots of things to talk about in both MMA and boxing, of course, combat sports as we cover. And in the MMA hour, we will have touch on the subject of Bruno Sammartino, the former professional wrestler, now 77 years old, about to go into the WWE Hall of Fame. So Bruno and Vince McMahon have struck a deal, and that is significant, seeing Bruno told me one time he wouldn't walk across the street to pee on Vince McMahon if Vince was on fire. Straight up words out of Bruno's mouth. You are tuned to the longest-running show in history, of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you'd like to join us here on the toll-free, you can. When I say toll-free, I mean it's free. Won't cost you a dime. Canada, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, we got it going on. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing is going on. You can tweet us at twitter.com using the hash mark ringtalk, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K. And if all fails, all else fails, hit us up with an email, ringtalk, one word, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk at yahoo.com. Little funky tower of power taking us a break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Where it goes, one in, one out. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something on my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
You played it for her, you played it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
The great Humphrey Bogart. If you didn't know that voice, you teens out there are saying, what was that? One of the most famous actors in the history of Hollywood, folks. And of course, followed up by the funky sounds of the East Bay. East Bay's very own Tower of Power. Completed a week-long gig at Yoshi's. 10 shows, 6 days. Pretty cool. Had a good time. Boys were good. Boys were tight. Rick Stevens showed up. Lots of ladies in the audience. Geez. Yoshi's was off the hook. Lots of diamonds sparkling in the sand at Yoshi's last week. Let's get to this. Omar Henry, the undefeated fighter out of Chicago that passed away this past week due to cancer. I think it was bladder cancer. He was buried this week, and now they're looking for donations, according to FightNews.com, regarding his services. That's a little too bad, but struck him young. I mean, you know, cancer takes you young. Cancer takes you any time. It's a bit of a bummer. But when cancer takes somebody young, you know, it sort of makes you scratch your head and realize, you know, we all are mortal. Floyd Mayweather suing some bar down in New Orleans. Evidently, Floyd was supposed to or allegedly host a Super Bowl party and didn't show up or something like that, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, Floyd's involved in litigation once again. No surprise there, Mr. Mayweather himself. Speaking of Mr. Mayweather, playing games this week on Twitter. I mean, he's a tweet freak. That's what he does. You know why he's a Twitter freak? Because he can't write longer than 39 characters. That's why a lot of these people are, I'm sorry, folks, but that's why a lot of you guys hang on Twitter. Because you can't write longer than 39 characters, okay? And that's the limit, okay? Well, Floyd says, you know, I'm going to announce this week who I'm going to fight. I'm probably going to fight Devon Alexander, of course, the guy out of St. Louis. He holds, I think, a portion of the welterweight title, the IBF belt, but he signed to fight that guy, Kyle, whatever his name is, over in the UK, and he signed to fight him, and he pulled that fight twice. So I don't think the IBF is going to allow him to go over to fight Mayweather in this fight when he's already signed for another fight. Don't think it's going to happen, okay? He can get stripped to move over, but I don't think it'll be a unification match per se. And who cares? Devon Alexander, welterweight champion. Nobody looks at him as a welterweight champion, except maybe the International Boxing Federation and a couple of his family relatives. Other than that, no. Now, Robert Guerrero is a different story. Of course, he is the WBC interim title holder, the once-beaten fighter out of Gilroy, California, the man that stepped up to 147, beat Sukuk Aydin, who was undefeated, 23-0, I think was 18 stops last year. And then he took on Andre Berto, and he smoked Berto like a Jamaican blunt. I'm sorry, Berto's from Jamaica. Anyway, but he smoked him like a blunt. He just did. Rolled him up, smoked him. First round, knockdown. Second round, knockdown. Beat on Berto like he was a Jamaican bongo drum, okay, for 12 rounds. One going away. That established him as the premier welterweight challenger for Mayweather if Mayweather wants to fight at 147, right? So, no. Mayweather said originally it was going to be Robert Guerrero, and then he's danced around that. And Guerrero's saying, look, it doesn't matter to me. I'll fight for the money. I'll fight for just about anything. Regarding the money is concerned, all the ghost wants, Robert Guerrero wants, is the fight. That's what he wants. He wants this fight. He wants to fight Mayweather, okay? He thinks he can beat Mayweather, and he's willing to take minimum wage to get in, to get a shot at him so he can try to impose his will like he did against Berto. And Berto's a stronger fighter than Mayweather is physically. Physically, Berto's stronger, okay? And Robert overpowered him, imposed his will on him. So I could see him imposing his will on Floyd Mayweather. I just can't. He's younger. He's a little stronger, okay? He's got better legs, less mileage on his body, you know, less mileage on his boxing body, you know what I'm trying to say there as far as damage is concerned. And whether Floyd hasn't taken too many shots over the years or not, but, you know, he's had to prepare for 43 professional fights. And you've had to prepare for 43 professional fights, you've had to do your share of sparring in a gym, okay? This takes its toll. Whether you're sparring with girls or not, if you're getting hit, guess what? It's taking a toll on you. And Floyd's been boxing, what, he's now 34, 35, somewhere around there, and he's been boxing since, what, he was 12? So you figure 25 years of then, that 25 years of boxing, you know, takes its toll. Just takes its toll. One of these days, Floyd Mayweather is going to wake up an old man. We won't know it until we see it in the ring, okay? Against Cotto, Miguel Cotto in May, his only fight of 2012, he showed leaks. I mean, he may be the Titanic, per se, you know, leaving port, but he has leaks. And I think that Robert Guerrero, given the opportunity, can exploit those leaks and possibly upset Floyd Mayweather if they were to fight. That's why I think Mayweather wants Alexander instead, the kid from St. Louis, because he's really nothing to write home about. Honest to God, I mean, if you told me Devon Alexander was fighting, you know, like six blocks from my house, I don't know if I'd go. I don't know if I'd go across the street to watch him fight. Big deal. He does nothing for me. He does nothing for the boxing fans. He's like Mr. Lack of Excitement, okay? You probably need a television Viagra, like 500 milligrams to watch him fight. It's just, you fall asleep. Devon Alexander, not the challenger I think that Floyd Mayweather needs at this point in time in order to, you know, he's trying to cement the legacy. He's trying to create, you know, the future, as far as how people in the future think about Floyd Mayweather, because he's trying to control the present so he can control the future. And when he's controlling the present, he's doing so by fighting inferior guys like Paul Cuddy and Pedro Fernandez and Devon Alexander. Step up, fight Robert Guerrero, step up to 154, fight Canelo or Austin Trout. Austin Trout's probably the fight you guys should fight, okay? Because Austin would lick you like a stamp. He really would. I mean, you saw what Austin had, that licking Austin put on Cotto like that, that body shot that almost stopped him halfway through the fight, Cotto turned his back. Imagine that, turning his back and not being disqualified. When you turn your back, you've resigned. That's it. I mean, Chavez did it against Frankie Randall that first time. And remember? The second time in that controversial rematch, having Randall having won the first fight and, of course, upsetting the Don King, Jose Suleiman Applecart, when Chavez was, like, undefeated and, you know, except for that fight they fixed down there in Mexico when he was disqualified and they changed it to a win. But he was undefeated, per se. And this fight here, he was about to get licked. He was about to get licked for the second time. And what they did was, after he got headbutted or something like that, and he turned around and put his hands up and, you know, turned his face away from the boxer, Frankie Randall. So at that point in time, he had resigned. So Chavez either should have been disqualified or ruled a TKO loser, one or the other, okay? And they didn't. They went to the scorecards, and somehow that clown, Dalby Shirley, the guy that had Vito Altafermo beating Marvin Hagler, believe it or not, when Marvin licked him like a stamp back in, like, 1979, but Dalby Shirley scoring, you know, came into play again because they WBC made these guys go to the scorecards, even though the round ended earlier. They made him score that round. They scored that round. They gave it to Chavez. Boom. They give the title back to Chavez. Randall doesn't get another shot at Chavez for like 10, 12 years. They fought like a year and a half or 2 years ago, something like that, down there in Mexico. So he gets a fight for him when he's past 40. But he couldn't get a rematch with him back then. Just couldn't get the third fight. Even though the WBC ordered the Chavez to get a rematch immediately, they didn't give Randall ever a rematch. And Randall sunk into depression at that point in time, folks. Seriously. Sunk into a state of depression. Went into drug abuse, got addicted to crack, and, you know, the rest was history. But from that point forward, after that disqualification loss, there's no doubt about it that Frankie Randall just slipped off the pedestal of life, per se, and became, you know, Frankie Randall the transient. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Some of the results from last week, Juan Manuel Lopez, of course, was a winner, TKO 9, over Willie Stand-Up Aldemar Santos. Santos Briones. Santos, not much of a fighter. What can I say? Not too happy about that, because I think that Juan Manuel Lopez is damaged goods and he should never fight again. That was on DirecTV from Bayamon, Puerto Rico, the same town in which Hector Camacho was born and was killed just a couple of months ago. Remember that? Anyway, that win was good for the psyche of Juan Manuel Lopez. Andre Durrell, another guy, potentially damaged goods, of course, getting racked up and not fighting for a long time. And they said he had an aneurysm. They said he had blood clots. He said he had brain bleeding on the brain. I mean, all these rumors coming out, but he didn't fight for a long time. He doesn't seem to be the same fighter he once was, but he was a winner, believe it or not. 21-1 now, 14 KOs. But it's not, I guess, it's not really that much of a stretch, considering the fighter he fought is now 25-7-1, 14 KOs. Milton Nunes, could have been Milton the Monster, scores 100 to 87 across the board. Had it been a shutout, it would have been 100 to 90. So it was 187, so three rounds. And he didn't knock him down in any of the rounds. So it was all about, I guess, Durrell boxing. And across the pond, I picked this upset. You can go to the website and check it out. In fact, if you go to the website and you watch my predictions, my odds and my predictions that I set before the fights, okay, you'll make money with me. Believe me, you'll make money with me. And I had this Max Bursack, now 26-1-1, 12 KOs. I said he would knock out Julian Saint, and he did. And Saint was favored. TKO 3, Saint now 34-3. Bursack sent him home early, no question about that. Big win. And, of course, down there in Mexico, my five-star special, Andres Gutierrez, 25-0-1, 21 KOs, knocked out Jose Carmona in the second round, 18-3. That was another pick of the week for Pedro Fernandez at ringtalk.com. And Felix Stern was a loser to Sam Stallman. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Next up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Stephen Breadman Edwards.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention, because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in six different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation.
Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak hands-free to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
There's only one Mayweather.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
There's only one Mayweather.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses, so I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before, and I know what it takes.
He talks the talk, and he walks the walk.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to give the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else.
Walking to the money land.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And I lost my job finally when I hit the boss in the mouth and walked out.
Was his name Ron?
Hey, hey, the mighty sounds of the Tower of Power. Check out Pedro's work on the message board. I host Pedro's Song of the Month, a couple other entities there at towerofpower.com. You are tuned to the longest running show in boxing history and fight history, talking about Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are here each and every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, and then again on Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We cover both boxing and mixed martial arts. And, of course, you can check us out on the web, on our website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. My next guest is, what can I say, he sort of does a lot of things, carries a lot of hats, wears a lot of shoes, and he's good at what he does in all of his vocations. Of course, we talk about trainer, writer, Mr. Boxing himself. I'll talk about the bread man, Stephen Edwards. What's up, Steve? Hello? We lost him? You there, Steve?
No, I'm here.
All right, how are you, sir?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Sounds good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm good. How you doing, Pedro?
I'm doing all right, man. So what's new in your life? Happy New Year.
Same to you. Nothing much. We just had a fight out in Vegas. My fighter, Julian Williams, he won his fight on Showtime Extreme on the seventh round technical knockout. That was on the Matisse, Michael Dallas undercard. So, you know, we're back in the gym already. But other than that, I'm just relaxing, chilling. I'm a little disappointed by all these injuries on these big fights that came up, but you know how that goes.
Yeah. What's the story on Lucas Matisse? Does he hit that hard, or is he, I mean, he looks,
you know,
like
what, Pedro? Whenever I hear about a guy hitting that hard, it always makes me skeptical. I saw the shot that he hit Michael Dallas, but man, I like Michael Dallas. I think that kid came out really rough, and he won some really tough, like, you know, that little intermediate type of level fight. He fought a lot of undefeated guys, but I didn't think that shot does that to you. So maybe Matisse does punch hard. I haven't heard about anybody getting in the ring and being dismissive towards him, because you know how, like, the media says one person hits hard, and then the guys in the gym and the people that are in the know, you know, they may be a little bit dismissive towards what the common thought is. But everybody I talk to, they say the guy can really punch, man. So I don't know.
Well, you know, I remember the Trinidad syndrome. William Joppy told me before he fought Felix Trinidad, man, the guy's a welterweight. You think I'm worried about his punch of power? I said, listen, man, Trinidad can crack. And he said, he looks at me like he dismisses me. He looks at me, Pedro, man, come on. I went, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? And those guys that, you know, like Ricky Hatton stood and traded with Manny Pacquiao, thinking that Manny Pacquiao couldn't hurt him. And look what happened to him, was lights out in two.
Yeah. So I don't know, man, you know. I don't like to go around saying a guy can punch unless, you know, somebody I trust is in the ring with him or I'm catching paths with him. But from everything I've heard about Lucas Matisse, that kid has absolute dynamite in his hands.
Yeah, well, yeah. I wouldn't want to fight the dude. I've seen a couple of his fights, and everybody he's fought, I think he's knocked down.
Yes, yeah. He hurts you or stops you, yes.
Exactly.
That's a really good point, he does.
Yeah, so, you know, not the guy to mess with. We're talking with the bread man, folks. He delivers. I'm talking about Stephen Edwards. Of course, he's at boxingtalk.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Jonathan Banks. How good is Jonathan Banks?
I mean, if we go by the Seth Mitchell fight, he's very good. The problem is, I think that before that fight, I was sitting next to Julian, because Julian actually fought on the undercard. And when Jonathan Banks came out, I swear, I'm not one of these people that want to be a Monday morning quarterback. I looked at him 30 seconds in the fight, and I said, Seth Mitchell is in trouble. And the reason why I thought it was Banks was just so relaxed, and he has those hundreds of rounds of sparring with the Klitschko's. And if you compare the Klitschko's to Seth Mitchell, you know, it's not really a comparison. I don't think Banks is another Evander Holyfield type of smallish heavyweight. But I do think on a good night that he'll give a lot of guys problems. And he just has too much experience, and he has too much know-how for a guy like Mitchell. And Mitchell don't take a good punch, Pedro. And
I don't like the I'm glad you brought that up.
But I just don't think the guy absorbs. It has nothing to do with him being knocked out. Anybody can go to sleep, you know, if you get hit right. You know, some of the best chins I've seen, you know, have been stopped. But that guy just does not take a good – he doesn't have good punch resistance. It doesn't take a lot for his equilibrium to be knocked off, for his legs to start going. That's a bad sign. I think that they're going to put Mitchell in a couple more big fights, and I think he's going to be done, man.
What?
I looked at the initial punch that hurt him. It was a short left hook. And that punch wasn't a big punch, man. I mean, that guy, he did the Watusi off of a basic punch that guys are supposed to be able to absorb, man. So,
Breadman, you know why? He hasn't got a glass jaw. He's got a glass head.
You know, that's a good point. It's a good point. It's a good point. It's a good point. You think because of the football?
Yeah, probably. You know, okay. I mean, and here's what's up. You know, a lot of guys, when you spend your entire life or a majority of it hitting something straight on, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It becomes you aren't used to taking blindside shots, and the hook is what hit him. And of course, Muhammad Ali, even when he was Cassius Clay, when he got dropped, it was always by a left hook, punches you didn't see. When I got dropped, I think I've been dropped four times in my tenure, and I think all four times were by hooks, either right hooks from a southpaw or a left hook, one or the other, punches you didn't see coming. Those are the ones that kill. And I think that Seth Mitchell was never exposed to that early on, and now it's becoming something new to him because, you know, sparring partners ain't beating your butt in the gym, you know, because they don't want to ruin your confidence and things like that, especially you got a big, big undefeated heavyweight. So I just think he's got a soft head, but I think it's a lot of it has to do with his football training early on.
You know what? You could have a point. I've heard that, you know, but I have to I would have to research it a little bit, but I've heard a couple people say that he can't take a punch because of the because he played football early on and you know different things. But I don't know. I got to see a couple other football players who fall around like Seth. I actually call me crazy, but I actually think that 70% of taking a punch is like some people are genetically predisposed to. Some guys just take punches better. Like the way that they're built, the way that their head is, the way their nerves are wired. Some guys just take like Chavez and his son. You know, people don't like Chavez Jr., but the kid takes a good shot. You know what I mean? I really think that a lot of that's genetics, man. And some people just don't take a punch well. And I'm a Tommy Hearns fan, but look at him and his son. I mean, Ronald Hearns, man, you can blow on that kid and he goes to sleep, man. You know what I mean? So I think a lot of that's genetics, man. Some guys just, you know, are predisposed to being able to take punches a little better, in my opinion.
Okay. And it also has to do with the torso. I think that the Mark Breland, Tommy Hearns type of torso is, you know, is vulnerable to powerful punchers because they're thin.
You're right. Somebody, a guy in the gym was just saying that. How many tall, angular kind of guys do you see that really, really have what you call like great chins? And, you know, that's a good point.
Well, there have been a few. Carlos Zarate was tall at 118. He had a great chin until he ran into Wilfredo Gomez at 122. But, you know, there are some tall guys that take a good shot. You know, the Klitschko's, they don't take such a good shot. Maybe Vitaly does, but Vladimir doesn't. And you know, with the heavyweight division, the future of that, we're going to talk about that after the break. We're with the Breadman, folks, Stephen Edwards. He is a trainer extraordinaire and, of course, writer from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And he knows that Pedro's a coward. I went into North Philly one time for a cheesesteak sandwich. It was absolutely petrified. This former,
call me next time you do that, Pedro. I got you, man.
This former San Francisco policeman. There's only been a few places I've been scared to go in life, and one of them was that was there. Because I think there was the rep, it was at night, and Don King said, don't go into North Philly, Pedro. Cause he told me not to go into East St. Louis either, and I went there, and they pulled a gun on me. So I guess Don knows what he's talking about. Hey, hey, Breadman, stay right where you're at. We're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We have open phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can tweet us. You can send us an email, ringtalk@yahoo.com. Of course, we got it going on until the top of the hour of boxing. The next hour, we'll talk MMA right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La, 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 la,
Chapstick,
la, la,
apply
la,
happy.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
I thought I would knock him out in the early rounds, but like I said, he brings excellent condition and he's determined.
Why didn't you go after him to try to knock him out when you knocked him down early in the third round?
I said, why get callous if I've been training for 2 months?
Here's the knockdown. Describe it to us as you see it.
Well, like I told Jimmy, the 1-2 is going to get him all the time. But I wasn't going to get overexcited and play myself cheap. I said, I'll knock him out early if it happens. If not, if it's necessary, I'll go 12 rounds, and I did.
Did you go to school, so to speak, on what happened to Rosario when he knocked him down and then got knocked out himself?
No, because I knocked down a lot of fighters that still took my time. I'm just getting seasoned through every fight, and I'm pound for pound, best of the, I'm the best fighter problem foul in the world. Bring him on. Bring him on. Mancini, I don't respect your opinion. Come on, baby. So I can knock you out.
Well, who some of
the hey, Bernard Willeker, you could get some, baby. You could get some too. Brian Booth, Jimmy Paul, Larry Holmes, all your come on with it, baby. Yeah, buddy. Let's hear from you, Larry.
What about Aaron Pryor?
Aaron Pryor, come on with it, baby. I got faith in you. You bounce back. I know you. Come on, baby. Come on with it. It's macho time.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on.
I'm a steamroller, baby.
Little blues there. Little Tower Power horn section backing them up there. Steamroller Blues. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. On the line from the city of brotherly love, writer, trainer extraordinaire, Stephen the Breadman Edwards. Is it Breadman or the Breadman? I mean, let me get it exact here.
You know what, Pedro, to be honest with you, back in the day it was Cornbread from a movie, Cornbread Earl and Me, from playing basketball. And as I got older, it just, you know, Breadman just came around and it kind of stuck.
Okay.
So Breadman is fine.
Okay, Julio Cesar Chavez, they're you know, messing with him over in Nevada over marijuana being in his system for that Sergio Martinez fight. And I really don't think that Weed is a performance enhancer, and I think that, you know, we've got, I think, two or three states now that have legalized. It's only a matter of time before it's legalized almost across the country. Do you think guys should be penalized for smoking weed?
No, but I don't think they should be penalized for smoking weed. Obviously, it's not a performance-enhancing drug. I'm a pretty frank guy. I've smoked before in college, and it didn't enhance anything for me except wanting to eat. But I do think that as a fighter, you have to have a certain level of common sense and respect for the game. So while he shouldn't be penalized for losing the fight, being on marijuana, he should kind of be kicked in his butt for just being stupid for smoking weed while he's training for the biggest fight of his life. So you're not going to see me with a picket sign saying, you know, leave the kid alone, because I just think it was just ignorant and just not having any respect for the game. But I don't think it's going to make you fight better. No,
I don't think so. I think he was suffering from anxiety. And I think that that is what addressed it the best, as far as, you know, regarding, you can go like Xanax or something like that. We're talking narcotics. You hear what I'm saying? So I think they weighed the pros against the cons. And I think he smoked a little weed. And they thought that it would flush out in a couple of weeks, and it didn't flush out in a couple of weeks. And he got popped, and now they're talking about suspending it for 6 months. But here's what's up. Jose Suleiman, the president of the World Boxing Council, or the president of the World Boxing Circus, or the president of the We Be Clowns organization, take whatever one you want there, he is stating that if Nevada decides to suspend Chavez, and he'll take Chavez to Mexico and let him fight in Mexico. And I say, hey, if he fights while he's under suspension in Mexico, they just got to continue his extended suspension up here. I don't think a guy should be able to do that.
Yeah, that's really interesting, man. I didn't know it was turning into this kind of debacle. I didn't really know.
Power, man. This isn't these two parties. You got Nevada, the Nevada State Athletic Commission, and Keith Kaiser. Keith sitting up there on his throne, okay? I call him another guy you can call Triple K, King Keith Kaiser, sitting up there on his throne there at the Nevada State Athletic Commission office. You know, he's calling the shots, and you know, he's got Chavez because Chavez's urine came back with these, a little THC in it. So he's got him there, and as far as the United States is concerned, he could probably, you know, suspend them everywhere but the Indian reservation. So Chavez could still fight on the Indian reservations, per se. So what I'm trying to say is Chavez is sort of like, now, if you said he was had no respect before, now I think he is, you know, Fleming his nose at the authorities, and I think he should.
You know what, though, Pedro, you're not talking about a kid with a clean record, you know. And when I think we have to look into the totality of the circumstances. He, if I'm not mistaken, he took a diuretic a few years ago, which was banned. He missed a test out Texas. He had a DUI coming up on it before one of his fights. I don't know the
well. You got a good point there. See, and here's what's up, Redman. I left that for you because they say that I trashed Chavez Jr. You know what I'm saying? So the Mexican fans out there can say right there that Pedro was padding him and coddling him this net, and Breadman laid it out there.
No,
I mean,
actually, I'm a fan of Chavez. But
no, what I'm trying to say is, I know, but that's
what it is.
Yeah,
and this isn't the first time that the kid didn't, you know, screwed up. So, like I said, I don't think it enhanced his performance, but the kid, you know, he's a screw up.
Okay.
You know, the DUI was just ridiculous. I mean, I'm just shocked that this kid does these kind of things before a fight. We could say that he smoked weed to, you know, calm his anxiety. His anxiety down, but what the hell was he drinking and driving before a fight?
You got a heck of a point there, no question about that. Okay, let's go from Julio Cesar Chavez to the guy that beat the man, per se, but he's not the man, Tim Bradley. What can Tim Bradley do to enhance his reputation, per se? Because
I think Tim Bradley is going down that road of Winky Wright, man, I really do. I remember Winky Wright beat Shane Mosley twice, and he beat Felix Trinidad twice. And you would have thought that Winky Wright would have turned out to be a much bigger star after those kind of victories, but he didn't. I think Tim Bradley made a mistake for not taking $2.7 million to fight Lamont Peterson. This is my personal opinion. I don't know if you agree with me, but I think he should have been a little bit more humble after that decision that he got over Pacquiao. And I think that a guy like Tim Bradley has to understand that because you're an excellent fighter, it doesn't make you a superstar. Superstars come along once in a blue moon, and it's not always the best fighter. It's somebody that has a certain kind of magnetic way about them. And I think he should have, you know, I think he's making a mistake. I really do. I think he went over to Top Rank for one fight and one fight only. That was the Manny Pacquiao fight. And right now, Golden Boy has all the apple cards with all of the best guys at 147 and 140. And I think they're going to freeze Tim Bradley out. I really, really do. I think he can fight Brandon Rios, but they have the same manager. This fight with the Russian kid, I mean, nobody's interested in that fight. That kid's we watched that kid get beat up on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think Tim Bradley's in a bad place, to be honest with you. Even you don't really say that for a guy that just made $5 million. But, you know, the world is blaming him for the gift that he got, which isn't his fault. You know, he just should have fought. You know, it's not his fault at all. I mean, I thought he lost the fight, but, you know, he did the best that he could. But I just think his business decisions afterwards were huge mistakes, man. I think Tim Bradley needs to go in Bob Arum's office and tell him he wants to fight and he needs to get over this Golden Boy feud that they have, and he needs to fight certain guys to get himself back in the you know, in the limelight of the public, because fighting this Russian kid is not going to do anything for Bradley. It's really not.
Okay, Golden Boy Promotions, for our listeners, is the company owned by Oscar De La Hoya and run by Richard Schaefer, a former Swiss banker, pretty sharp dude. But they run Golden Boy, and they've snatched up a lot of the talent in boxing. Of course, they are bitter enemies with Bob Arum and Top Rank, and they rarely get together. And I mean, if they've got the top fighters in each division and they're not fighting each other, we're sort of – the boxing fan is screwed.
Yes, I think that we need to get over that. You know what's funny, Pedro? I don't know if you remember this. A few years ago, Top Rank and Golden Boy were working just fine with each other. They had Pacquiao versus Barrera 2. You remember that? That was a co-promotion. Mm-hmm. Pacquiao versus Marquez 2. That's when Marquez was a Golden Boy. That was a co-promotion. Pacquiao versus Oscar. Obviously, that was a co-promotion. And Pacquiao versus Hatton. Then all of a sudden, now we can't get a fight between Golden Boy and Top Rank. But I just named four fights that they did within a year's time. And nobody seems to remember that. I don't understand it. And without Heyman, who in my opinion is the most powerful man in boxing, putting most of his fighters on Golden Boy shows, you know, they're freezing Top Rank out. You know, something has to give. Because I thought that the Nonito Donaire Abner Meraz fight would have been historically significant at 122 pounds. You brought up Wilfredo Gomez earlier, but the winner of that fight, you know, if he sticks around in the weight a little while longer, will be, you know, mentioned right under Gomez as one of the best 122-pounders, you know, we've seen in a long time. But they can't make anything happen. It's a shame.
Steven Edwards, our guest, folks. I'm going to ask him to assess the following talent and matchups. Saul Alvarez, 41-0, a draw, 30 wax, the WBC 154-pound title holder. Okay, Austin Trout, 26-0, 14 KOs, a left-hander out of New Mexico, the Olympic team alternate in 2004. I think he's the real deal. He lit Cotto like a stamp, and I think he stopped Cotto there with that body shot, and Cotto turned his back. But that was the referee said, no, it was just a low blower, it was a borderline shot, whatever. The bottom line is, I think Austin Trout's an outstanding fighter, but break down Austin Trout and Saul Alvarez for us, please.
Wow, it's a great fight. Austin Trout is one of those guys, those well-rounded guys that are not really offensively dynamic, so you can't, like, when we saw him against Delvin Rodriguez, everybody was just like, oh, okay. Sort of kind of like, remember Vernon Forrest? He didn't really light the world on fire. Then he fought Shane Mosley, and everybody's like, wow, he could fight. Winky Wright was sort of like that where, you know, because Trinidad was more offensively dynamic, most people thought that he would win the fight. And then when they got in the ring together, Wright was able to handle him. I think Austin Trout may be of that ilk where you got to see him against a certain level of competition for you before you can appreciate him. But he's a well-rounded guy. I like Austin Trout. I was really surprised that he handled Cotto like that. Believe it or not, I'm an Alvarez fan. A lot of people don't like Alvarez because they think that he's being babied and he gets preferential treatment, which he does. But just because you get preferential treatment, that doesn't mean you
can't
fight.
Okay, but Breadman, he's as green as guacamole. He's green.
You know, Pedro, we're just going to disagree. I think the kid is the goods. I know some. I don't want to speak on gym stuff, but I know some talented guys who've been in camp with him. And you know how it is, Pedro. When guys get off the record, they'll whisper and say stuff like, "Oh man, this guy's not that good. He's overrated. He can't punch."
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, man, I wouldn't lie. These guys are like, "Yo, man, that kid is serious."
Okay.
And these are top notch guys, and they were like surprised, like, you know. And I've even told him, I said, just because he's babied and he's, you know, and Golden Boy is kind of taking care of him, guys, that don't mean he can't fight. And they were shocked. I mean, one of the guys told me, like, that guy punches like a light heavyweight. You know, so
okay.
I'm a fan of his. I think I like old school boxing. And one thing that these guys don't do these days is nobody punches in combination.
To the body.
Guy punches in combination,
yeah.
Man. Like, he really does. And I like him. I think that's a 50-50 fight. If you pull my league and made me pick a winner, I would say Alvarez because I think he would throw the more fan-friendly and judge-friendy punches.
Okay.
I think he would edge out a decision.
Okay, before I run up on this hard break here, last question for you. Floyd Mayweather playing games. We talked about it a little bit earlier, saying Devon Alexander was in the mix and Devon signed to fight somebody else. He doesn't seem to want to fight Robert Guerrero. Why do you think that is? You think Floyd started
man,
to feel it?
I don't know, man. I'm a huge Floyd appreciator. People don't think that I like Floyd, but it's not true at all, man. I think Floyd's one of the 25 to 50 greatest fighters in the history of boxing. I really do. But I also think that Floyd, you know how you get the impression, Pedro, that some people just don't give a shit who they fight?
Yeah.
I don't get that impression from Floyd. James Toney was the guy that you can honestly say, you know what, that kid, if you put Godzilla in front of him, he'd fight him. He just don't care. You know, Floyd just doesn't give me that impression. It's always something. You know, I don't know. I wanted to see Floyd and Canelo. I mean, everybody talk about, you know, the business side of things. What fight does bigger business than that on the Mexican holiday against the biggest Mexican star?
Good point.
You know, that's the fight that I was looking forward to seeing, but I really don't know what's going on. You know, and I think Floyd handles Guerrero, but who knows? I don't know what's up with that.
Bread man, got to cut you short. All the best to you. Deliver the bread. Thank you so much, Steven Edwards.
I appreciate it, Pedro.
Steven Edwards, the bread man on Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half.
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free. The shipping is free. And there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Show a little bit of class. This is a man that I've spent some time talking to.
Yeah.
You're gonna work hard.
Number 24 himself, the great Hall of Famer Rick Barry, my buddy. He wasn't talking about me. I think it was Chris Mullin. They were booing Chris Mullin at the Oakland Coliseum Arena, the Oracle Arena, one of the houses I've worked around the world. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, we're here Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, for 2 hours. Of course, the first hour is all about boxing, as we've talked about in this previous 58 minutes. And, of course, the second hour is all about mixed martial arts, UFC, Bellator Fighting Championships, Strike Forces No More, things like that. We talk a little K1 kickboxing, a little pro wrestling, all of that and more on the MMA hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Mighty Tower of Power telling us it is so very hard to go. And I was saddened this week by the news, and it's been 3 months that I didn't know, but the passing of my veterinarian, a good friend, Don Griffin of South San Francisco, lived in Marin County, but he was the Spruce Pet Hospital guy for like 25 years. He took care of many generations of pets of mine, and I miss him dearly. We used to go to Vegas and party and have a good time, so Don, the last 5 years, 5 years of your life have been great. You had a new baby boy. You didn't think you would have a baby at the age of 51. You did. Lovely wife. Peace and love to you. Much respect. Talk to you next time. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.